Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary Podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Woo! Hello, and welcome back to iScary Podcast. Once again, we have the benefit and the pleasure of having Darcy Pashuk here with us. Hey, Darcy!
Hey, Ann. Thanks again for inviting me. Always glad to be here. What have we got on store for today?
We've got some spooky ones. And one, I want to jump right into this one, because this one is to sort of follow up on a past story. Remember that bloody bus in Canada where somebody was beheaded?
I do. Very well.
Well, it actually turns out that it's been a decade since the beheading. And so we've got a story about that. Let's look at it real quick.
Do we have to?
Oh, yeah.
Let's revisit some of the facts. This was a cross-country bus ride in Canada. Suddenly, screams and panic, and the bus is pulling to the side of the road. And the passengers are rushing off, and they can see through the windows that one of the passengers has this huge hunting knife. And he is hacking off the head of another passenger. The crazy man was caught, faced justice, and was sent to a mental institution. However, now he's been released, deemed safe to walk among us.
What?
Now, before you say anything, I want you to hear the full story so you have all the facts. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Blood bus update from Global News. It's been 10 years since a man beheaded a fellow passenger on a Canadian Greyhound bus. Now that we have all the facts, the brutal attack is still hard to believe, especially since the attacker is now out of jail. The violent attack happened between strangers on a bus, when a carnival worker sat next to a young man who had stopped taking his medication. That man, Vince Lee, heard God telling him to kill immediately. And he did. Having now changed his name to Will Baker, Lee was convicted of second-degree murder, but was found not criminally responsible for his actions. Previously diagnosed with schizophrenia, he had not been taking his medications. He was sent to a mental hospital after the verdict, but has now been fully discharged. Sadly, the man he killed is still dead.
What do you think?
Okay, if you're diagnosed with something, how do you know you did something wrong? I mean, you can only plead insanity or mental if you were not of the right mindset when it happened. So now all of a sudden, magically, he's realized what he did was wrong. Sorry, don't buy it. I mean, what was the rehabilitation? Yeah, that bothers me
a
lot.
So he knew he had schizophrenia and he was on medication for it. So he went off his meds and this is what he does. I don't think everyone with schizophrenia, I mean, I would have to research this, but I don't think everybody just starts trying to behead someone sitting next to them on a bus.
Yeah, that God told you to do. Does this guy still attend church or things like that? Like, I don't know. There seems to be a lot of triggers here. The guy asked, how are you doing? Okay, so you're in a different mental state and you snap, but yeah, I'm sorry. And so you said this is 10 years in. So this is in 2011. So in 10 years, you know, and did they say the age of him by any chance?
No.
I'm just assuming, you know.
The guy he attacked was 22.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, all of a sudden now in 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the disease, which I think someone could weigh in. It seems like the people at some schizophrenia center are the ones that are being supportive. And the mother of the guy he killed is the one going, this isn't right. And
no.
I'm with her. It isn't right. I don't know how you can just say, oops, my bad. You know?
Well, and let's maybe take it to the other side. I guess we don't know truly the rehabilitation side of things, but I think just the heinous nature of the crime and what happened and what the snap was. Like, I mean, we didn't get a whole elaboration. I mean, it sounded pretty basic, you know. God told him to do it. You know, somebody said a few key words and lo and behold, there he is, gone off. So, I mean, yeah, sorry, I keep harping on that.
But it's got to be his word of what happened. There's nobody that else was there that saw it all. I mean, in the sense of what triggered it. So it's just what he's telling everybody.
10 years in for a criminal sentence. I mean, he wasn't found criminally responsible, but I mean, 10 years is not a long time to pay for something.
Well, this article doesn't say how long he was in the mental institution. I don't think it's even been that long. I think he was let go before these 10 years. It's just on the 10 year anniversary, people are saying this is not right.
Well, and you know,
I mean, I would have a problem with it if I was the family member.
Oh, for sure. I mean, who wouldn't? I am listening to one thing you said there. The worker you was sitting next to was a carnival worker.
We haven't
talked about that yet, right? Did we?
No,
I don't think it was in the original
true.
Story. Sorry.
We just slide that in.
I think we have to go down that path just a tiny bit, simply because was he a carnival worker? Like, was there any relationship between the two?
No.
I don't think so, but.
No, there wasn't.
You know, is there some?
It just happened. To be.
Yeah, is there some other trigger here that we don't know about? Maybe he was still in his carny outfit. Maybe there was something that really triggered him. There's a lot of people afraid of clowns. Sorry, I don't know if this is a bad road to go down, but
That's a bad one. But I get you. It was kind of weird that they just slid that into the story because it does make you go, what? Who knew that? I mean, I don't even know if the guy that attacked him knew that. It didn't sound like they had talked much. You know, it wasn't like, hey, how you doing? I worked at a carnival. I mean, you know.
How is that important to the story? How many news articles have you read where it said, yes, Joe was a, I guess they do sometimes say, you know, factory worker or whatever. But I mean, it typically plays into the story somehow. In this case, two random people on a bus and just happens to be a, sorry, is carny a bad word? But
I feel like the reporter was trying to say that might have been a cause.
I think there's some hidden clues here.
Yes, definitely hidden agendas somewhere along this. I'm
absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what I'm excited. I am super happy that we actually have a follow-up because every single story I leave with way more questions than answers. So at least this one, you know. There was some treatment. I think maybe we don't agree with the outcome. Okay, so where is he living?
Winnipeg area? No, that was where the attack happened.
That's where he was. Yeah, so.
I don't know, Darcy. But have you met your neighbors?
Right. Well, yeah.
Will Baker.
Will Baker. Oh, yeah. And convenient name change. That's probably not a bad idea.
No, that's not a bad idea at all. That I support. I mean, here's the thing is, I think obviously people in the area would have known of him. You know, that name would mean something.
Yeah.
So I agree. I mean, I would want to get, if the guy's out there, I wouldn't want to cause more problems by, you know, instigating others to take action. I mean, I don't believe in vigilanteism. Unless it's in a movie, like it then, but not in real life.
But let's talk about that because we've had a few stories. So what if this person lived on your block or in your neighborhood?
I don't know. I mean, when my son was little, I definitely had one of those apps where you could see if any predators were living in your neighborhood.
For sure.
But you know, this is different. I mean, he's not a predator like that.
But the guy snapped sitting beside somebody. So
yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's a whole lot of still unknowns. And I think, it's disturbing.
What I would want to know is, I mean, obviously he's in therapy people are checking up on him, but that to me would be what would, you know, that's the part they don't tell you the story. Like what is ongoing to make certain he stays on his meds? I mean, did they just say, thanks, bye. Yeah, you did. You're good enough. Go on, live your life.
I mean, I'm no expert on the subject, but I do believe, you know, I think anybody getting out of something, they probably have like on the criminal side, you have a parolee or something, but these are touch points. These aren't, you know, day in, day out communications, I don't think. So, this person has a lot of free time and a lot of opportunity to go off their meds. And I don't know. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, and it was a heinous crime. I mean, to me, that was over the top. I don't think just every person with schizophrenia isn't going to do that. So to me, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it can mess with your mind incredibly. But, well, and he had, as I remember the original story, he had a hunting knife, and that's what he used to behead the man. So, yes. You know, maybe he shouldn't travel with weapons. Or even carry them on him.
Or have them. Or own them.
Well, yes. You know, the guy's got to eat. He's going to have to at least have a kitchen knife or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, just go back to, so that guy's living on your street. I mean, you know, block party or something. I don't think he'd get invited if you know who he was.
No. Well, I would say now I don't feel too bad about not being really friendly to my neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, you wave. But now I'm not even going to say hi. I'm just going to I'm going to drive into my garage, hit the garage door button before I even stop, you know, turn off the car. I've had neighbors like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Look over your shoulder. Oh, where'd they come from? Yeah. See, that's where COVID's not so bad. 6 feet distance. You get to have, you know, people are forced to stay away from you. So
you're right. There's always an upside. It's good to know.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Excellent.
All right,
yeah, good follow-up. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that. Well, this one, the second story I have for you is equally shocking. It's called Python Eats Woman.
Oh, lovely.
So a woman in Indonesia needs to go out and check on her crops because there have been some wild boar sightings in the area. And she's walking along with her machete. And there's a sound in the grass.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I really didn't give you enough details. Let's go right to Sydney and get the full story.
News.
Python Eats Woman, from Women's Health Online. Concerned about wild boars destroying her cornfields, a woman in Indonesia goes out to check on them, but never returns home. At least 100 people search for her. At first, they only find footprints, a flashlight, slippers, and a machete. The mystery baffles the searchers until they find a reticulated python. It is 23 feet long with a swollen belly. The villagers kill it and cut the snake open. The woman is finally found inside the snake, completely intact. She probably didn't die inside the reptile, as the python first stuns its prey with a bite, then wraps around the body and squeezes until the victim can't breathe, before consuming the remains. Pythons are the longest snake in the world, but don't usually eat humans. They prefer smaller mammals. A farmer in a nearby village, however, was also eaten by a python.
Do you know what amazed me about that whole story?
What?
They found 100 villagers, right? Not 105, not 92. Sorry.
Totally that's topic, so funny.
100 obviously, villagers.
Obviously, I need to fact check that. It just seems a little too odd. Yeah, I agree. It was probably like 25.
Right. Okay. So back to the story, though. Okay. You know, obviously, this is a real problem in an area like that. I mean, snakes and things like that. But how does a snake like that go undetected in an area? Like, that thing's huge.
Well, the article did say that she was worried about boars. You know, wild boars
are very vicious. Yeah.
And I think that's why she had the machete. So she wasn't looking for a big old snake. But yeah, I mean, obviously, she's at night going to the cornfield. I'm not a cornfield person. Yeah, really. Does she not watch movies? No.
Right? Well,
yeah. Indonesia, maybe we need an outreach program. Those people need to see Children of the Corn. You do not go into cornfields.
And isn't there a Mel Gibson movie too with aliens? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever that one was called. Yeah, I agree. We're kind of making light of this. I think it's absolutely horrendous that there is, well, I'm assuming she was a petite little woman, just saying, but I still can't imagine a snake that can swallow a human whole.
If they're out hunting boars, I mean, it does actually make sense to me. And you know, one thing that doesn't horrify me about this is nature. So, I mean, I'm not making light that it's a human and somebody died, but I mean, this is nature. I mean, you're in the predator's,
Darcy, area. That python was off its meds.
No, this
it was off its meds. It wouldn't have normally attacked. And they killed it anyway. No, it's true. It's true. Nature attacks. I honestly, she had to know the risks of just living in that area. And this is why I don't live in Indonesia. I'm sure it's a lovely place, but there's a lot of places I wouldn't live because I know they have a lot of snakes.
Yeah.
Many lovely places.
Australia seems like a great place to go, but yes. Mm-hmm. So this one, the villagers and stuff, how do you, I'm assuming close-knit people that they rounded up a lot of people just to go search for somebody that's a part of their community. You know, I think that is the emotional side of it for me is, okay, now you have this whole community that, obviously she was, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but, how do you deal with
good point
that particular tragedy? And does she have a family? All those things come to mind. I don't know about
I'm sure her personal somebody life, but missed her from coming back. And think about it. She disappeared. I mean, that's freaky, too. I mean, thank God they actually found the python. Right. How many people go missing and they were swallowed by a python that, was able to crawl away? I think that probably was why they were able to find it. It kind of over.
It's not moving so fast.
No, it was not moving so fast. You'd have to drag a person along inside of you. I'm sure it's got to be a hindrance.
Yeah, there. And she was fully intact. So, I'm just assuming, but it doesn't sound like there was much of a struggle. So I'm thinking, a snake's cat-like reflexes got the best of her. And that was that.
Yeah. So Indonesia, small villages, watch out.
So I'm terrified of snakes. So even like little gardener snakes, I am not a fan. I mean, we find them all over the place where I live. So I am not a fan of them and avoid them.
We did have another news story that you'll hate. It just relates to this. We wouldn't just cover it, but somebody bought a head of lettuce. And when they brought it home, there was a snake in the head of lettuce. No. They thought it was big. I mean, it was still a little snake, but it was.
No.
That would freak me out. I mean, and I don't know. I don't freak that easily, but.
Just the thought of that actually kind of gives me the creeps because the snakes and spiders. I kid you not. I read a story once about a bunch of spiders that breed inside a cactus, and this person had this cactus in their house, and they were sitting there, and all of a sudden the cactus exploded, and all these spiders.
That's an urban legend.
I don't know if it is. I mean, that has stuck in my mind since I was a little kid.
It might have happened somewhere, but I remember that as a urban legend years back, because people were cutting yucca trees out or pulling them up out from the out in the wild in the desert, and then they were potting them in the wild and selling them. So part of me thinks that yes, that could happen, but I think they really pass that around to stop people from taking them, or even better than that, stop people from buying them from sketchy
I'm gonna look for that side of the road. I'm gonna look for that story, and if it's true, then because this lettuce thing the lettuce seems way more far fetched. A snake in your lettuce,
there was a picture.
Packing it,
there was a picture. It's in our blog. Okay. I blogged it, but I didn't think we could talk about it. But
why not? We're on snakes.
We're on snakes. So, have you ever had a bad encounter
with a snake
or a spider?
I have.
Oh no!
And where my fear of snakes come from is. In a province in Canada, British Columbia, in the Okanagan, they have a lot of snakes, rattlesnakes. So, poisonous, but not, I wouldn't say deathly, but I had some less than fun cousins who felt that was fun to chase a little kid around with a snake. So, yes, I have had my fair share of experiences with animals I don't want to come in contact with. So, and that was at a young age. I think I was only six or something. So terrified running away from my cousins who thought they were pretty darn funny.
Oh man. No, yeah. I would not. That would really disturb me. See, and there once again, a human has to make it really bad.
Right. That's what happens.
Well, my one story wasn't a snake and it wasn't a spider, but oh. I lived in New York City for a while and I had roommates, and one of them came running out of the kitchen, freaking out. She goes, "Oh, there's this cockroach." New York City, cockroaches, big time. And I'm like, it's a cockroach. It's no big deal. So I go into the kitchen. I'm like, I'll be the man. I'll kill it for you. And so we had this little basket that had all the utensils in it. And on top of it was a big rolling pin. One of those big honker rolling pins.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walk up and all I can see are the antennas coming out from the rolling pin. And so I realized this is no normal cockroach. It was ginormous, honestly. I mean, it wasn't my fist, but it was huge. And
did you kill it?
Oh, yeah. And I had to suck it up. What? because I had made fun of my roommate for thinking, oh, it's the cockroach. So I had to go in there and I had to beat the crap out of him.
You're way braver than I. Do you know what I did with the cockroach I found in a similar nature?
No.
I put a cup over top of it, slid a piece of paper underneath, and then went over to the balcony and threw him out the window so I wouldn't have to deal with him. So, yeah.
Oh, so it could come back. You just let it come back to you. It, you know, it's the homing cockroach.
No, it can't.
It knows where it's lived.
It would never find its way back. Never.
Never. Never. Sure. All right.
And speaking of nasty animals, did you know a little fun fact about Alberta? We are a rat-free province.
Wow.
I don't know how they do it, but we actually have a rat patrol. So, you know, that's another
animal. That sounds
animal.
Cool, actually. Rat patrol.
Doesn't it?
Still something from the 50s.
So I don't know how they, and if anybody knows the size of Alberta, it's a big province. It's as big as Texas, I'm assuming. I don't know the complete comparison size, but we are rat-free. And we have a 1-800 number we can call if you see a rat, if it's on the border, and they eradicate them instantaneously.
Well, that's cool because, you know, Yellowstone and some of the parks have had real dangerous rat situations that they can, they'll bite people, and they carry some really bad disease, you know, bubonic plague and stuff like that. Historically, I meant.
But I heard the COVID-19 too, no?
No. Yeah, there was some kind of, I want to say pentavirus. That's not the right one, but you know,
hantavirus is mice.
Hanta. Oh, okay. Well, I thought it doesn't cross over to rats.
I don't know that, but
yeah, I don't know that. What we don't know might be quite large, but we know what freaks us out. And probably everything we've talked about today freaks us out. Guys with machetes with hunting knives that behead people on buses, and snakes.
Snakes, more than snakes, lots of animals. But animals, it's nature. So I'm actually okay with those ones. Sorry, I got a bit of a respect to the animal side of things that we're all living on the same planet. And
it's different. Yeah, it's different when it's a person sort of, whether they think they're choosing to do something bad or not, that still is scarier. Yeah, far scarier.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, man, we did it again. We covered the scary news out there, and
excellent.
We'll send you all out into the world to spread the word about how to be safe on at least these two things. Thanks again, Darcy, and we'll hope you come back soon and share a few more scary news stories.
I certainly will, Anne. Thanks again, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us. And thanks also to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis. Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary Podcast is produced by Wyatt Pashik and Anne Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.